Melanie, if they were, had called to arrange a call-in?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Jennifer, are you ready to go?
We're ready.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Melanie Reif, the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. This morning is docket 15258101. This matter is scheduled for a hearing, and the matter is entitled The Application of Clear Rate Communications, Inc. for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to Provide Resell Local Exchange and Inter-Exchange Service in the State of Utah. Let's start this morning by taking appearances. And Ms. Ruth, let's start with you. And if you would also kindly identify the other individual who's on the phone with you and whether that
Sure. Good morning. This is Michelle Ruth on behalf of Clear Rate Communications, Inc. I'm here with Sam Bainey, the Chief Financial Officer for Clear Rate Communications.
Thank you, Ms. Ruth.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is Justin Jetter. I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me at the table is Ron Slusher, Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome this morning. Ms. Ruth, just a reminder, we do have a court reporter here, and so it's very important that you speak clearly, and if you could slow down just a little bit, so that she can keep up with you. And I will let you take the floor with your application and presentation for the commission.
Thank you. So we're here to present evidence in support of Clear Rate Communications, Inc.'s application for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. I just want to make sure or clarify for the record that Your Honor has taken administrative notice of the filing and the, including the application and the exhibit.
I have not done so already, but based on your request, I would be happy to do so. So the commission takes administrative notice of the application that was filed together with all of the exhibits. That application was filed on April 6, 2015, and also, to help facilitate this matter even further, the commission also takes administrative notice of the memorandum that was filed by the division on April 29th, 2015. Are there any other documents that you wanted to have the commission take administrative notice of, Ms. Ruth?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Just to continue, I do have Mr. Namey present with me today via telephone, and he's prepared to offer testimony in support of Clear Rate's application. So if I may, Your Honor, I'd like to call Mr. Namey now.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and swear him in. Mr. Namey, would you kindly raise your right hand, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Ruth, please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Namey. For the record, would you please state your full name, business address, and your position in the company?
Yes. My name is Sam Namey. My business address is 555 South Old Woodward, Suite 600, Birmingham, Michigan, 48009. I am the Chief Financial Officer for Clear Rate Communications, Incorporated.
Okay. And have you reviewed the application of Clear Rate Communications for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity that has been filed in this docket?
I have.
Okay. And do you have knowledge of the content presented in the application?
Yes, I do.
And the affidavit that's included as part of Exhibit D in the application was signed by you, is that correct?
That is correct.
For the purposes of your testimony in this matter today, do you adopt as your own the statements made in Clear Rate Communications application?
Yes, I do.
And are those statements true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Are there any changes or corrections that need to be made to the application?
No.
Okay, do you have a copy of the application in front of you?
Yes, I do.
The application states that Clear Rate applies for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to operate as a reseller slash provider of local exchange and inter-exchange services in the state of Utah, and further states that Clear Rate intends to provide interstate inter-exchange services within and throughout the state of Utah.
Yes, that is correct.
Can you further clarify for the record whether whether or not it's Clear Rate's intention to follow Utah Code, specifically 54-8B-2.13C, regarding the competitive entry rule that states a telecommunications corporation may not receive a certificate to compete in providing local exchange service within any local exchange with fewer than 5,000 access lines that is owned or controlled by an incumbent telephone corporation with fewer than 30,000 access lines in the state.
ClearRate intends to comply with the competitive entry rule. Specifically, ClearRate proposes to provide public telecommunication services in Utah within the CenturyLink services area. In the event that ClearRate chooses to provide public telecommunication services outside of the CenturyLink service area, ClearRate will submit a new application demonstrating that granting an additional service area is in the public interest.
Okay, so does ClearRate intend to offer facilities-based services in Utah?
No, not at this time. ClearRate intends to initially provide resale services. If at any time in the future ClearRate decides to offer facilities-based services, ClearRate will advise the Commission and will comply with all necessary regulatory requirements.
Does ClearRate intend to receive any state USF?
No, ClearRate will not be applying for any state USF.
Okay, turning to page 5 of the application, the professional experience and managerial qualifications are discussed. And there are descriptions of the officer's experience attached as Exhibit B. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I have over 19 years of executive-level business experience and have served as the Chief Financial Officer of ClearRate Communications since 2005. I will utilize my managerial experience for ClearRate Utah's operations.
Are there any changes or corrections that need to be pointed out regarding this exhibit?
No.
Okay. The application also includes Exhibits C, D, and E, which set forth a chart of accounts, a balance sheet, and an affidavit signed by you, and a five-year projection which have been offered as a representation of ClearRate's financial condition. Is this correct?
It is. ClearRate is financially qualified to provide local exchange telecommunications services in Utah. ClearRate has access to the financing and capital necessary to conduct its telecommunications operations as outlined in its application.
Excuse me.
Mr. Any opposition to ClearRate's application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity that you're aware of?
No.
Can you describe why you believe it would be in the public interest for the Commission to issue a certificate to ClearRate?
Yes. The certificate, if granted ClearRate, will allow it to provide high-quality telecommunication services coupled with excellent customer care to business and residential customers throughout the state of Utah. The issuance of the CPCN will allow ClearRate to provide high-quality service at competitive rates. Allowing ClearRate to enter the market in Utah will have the effect of enhancing competition and increasing customer choice in the state.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Naney. I don't have any further questions.
Ms. Ruth, just one moment, please. Our court reporter is having a difficult time following the speed of which both you and Mr. Naney were speaking, and I was trying to interrupt, but it's very difficult when you're speaking, and it doesn't allow me to do that. Let me check with her. So let's be off the record for a moment.
Did you get what you wanted?
If I can get his statement, it'll probably help me fill in the little blanks where I was struggling to understand.
What do you mean by his statement?
It's this statement he was reading from. Don't they usually read from?
Mr. Naney?
Yeah.
Okay. In as much as the court reporter could not understand what you were saying and follow you, given the speed of what you were saying, we're not on the record.
Okay.
Could you please provide her with a copy of that?
Sure. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what information do you need to get that?
How about?
Do you want me to email it or?
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Jetter, do you have any questions for the witness?
No questions from the division, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Ruth, just a few questions, please. These are for you and your witness in light of the testimony that's been given. I'd like you to take a look at page 4 of the application.
Certainly.
And in particular, 7B, which is entitled Location of Service, and it says ClearRate will provide to and from all points in Utah, period, and then there is a footnote.
footnote one says ClearRate currently does plan to provide local exchange service in the service areas of small or rural local exchange. And in parens, in quotations, it says LECS, LEX, and defined by the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Could you please provide clarification and in light of the fact that your witness has stated that there are no changes necessary to the application, I'm wondering if that may be correct or whether you want to expand on that in light of the clarification that you stated at the very beginning.
Sure. Maybe we need to make sure that the response that we submitted to the first set of data requests is also part of the record, because we did, attempt to clarify, the exchange areas where we're trying to limit the services.
So okay, for your
reference, a written response to that request, which I apologize, I thought was part of the record.
Well, in this case, the discovery request came from the Division of Public Utilities, and in this docket, they actually did attach a copy of it to their memorandum. So it is part of the record based on the acceptance of their memorandum as far as the commission taking judicial notice of it, administrative notice of it. But I do want to get full clarification from you based on the fact that your witness said that there were no corrections needed in the application itself, and I think that based on the information you just referred to and information you referred to in your opening statement, that the application does need to be amended, and that this particular section that I pointed out does need to be corrected. So just for the record, I think we need to make sure that we're all on the same page regarding that issue.
Sure. So just for the record, if you'd like me to have Mr. Namey confirm that ClearRate intends to limit its service to the CenturyLink service area. And Mr. Namey, can you just confirm that for the record?
I can.
Okay. So back to your question when you were asking him earlier whether the application is correct as submitted, I believe that you probably need to address that as well, that it actually is not correct as submitted, that it would need to be amended based on the information that he's just provided and the discovery response provided earlier to the Division of Public Utilities.
Okay. I mean, did you want us to do a written amendment for that, or can we do that on the record?
No, I just want to make sure the record is clear. So for purposes of the hearing, we want to make sure that that there's no confusion between the two, because right now the application is in conflict with what has been submitted.
Sure. So just to clarify for the record, while the application itself states that we would be providing service to and from all points in Utah, we did correct that with a response to a first set of data requests to indicate and attempt to clarify that we're limiting our service to the CenturyLink service areas, and we attempt to clarify that as well on the record here today.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Namey, do you understand that, and do you understand that to be correct, and do you adopt that as part of your testimony?
I do.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Mr. Jetter, please go ahead.
Thank you. Would you like to call and swear in Mr. Ron Flusher?
Good morning, Mr. Flusher.
Morning.
Could you please raise your right hand, and do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Flusher, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Ron Slusher, S as in Sam, L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And in the course of your appointment as a technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities, Did you have an opportunity to review and evaluate the application made by the applicant in this docket?
Yes, I did.
And did you also submit a data request that has been acknowledged by the commission and attached to the memorandum that was filed by the division on April 29th, 2015?
Yes, I did.
And did you create that document titled Memorandum filed April 29th, 2015?
Yes, I did.
And were you here in the hearing room earlier today when it was clarified that the applicant seeks only to offer service within the CenturyLink service territory in Utah?
Yes, I was.
With that understanding, and that being reflected in the memorandum, does the memorandum accurately represent the division's opinion and position on the application as filed and amended by that by earlier today, the testimony as well as the data response request?
Yes.
Are there any changes that you would like to make to the division's memo?
No.
And finally, with that, do you believe that approval of the application as limited to the territory of the CenturyLink service area would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
Are you aware of any opposition to approval of this application?
I have not seen or heard of any.
Thank you. I have no further questions, and Mr. Slusher is available for questions from the party or the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Jetter. Ms. Ruth, do you have any questions for Mr. Slusher?
No, I do not.
Okay. Mr. Slusher, thank you for your testimony today.
Thank you.
The commission will take this matter under advisement. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. Thank you for joining us by telephone as well.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that. They were, you know, when it's on the phone and they're going
fast.
Yeah,
our phone callers have a tendency to go very fast.
See.